Wilmington's Hagley Museum and Library was once home to a buzzing DuPont factory, where workers produced gunpowder and black powder for the farming, dredging, and construction industry between 1802 and 1921. The DuPonts used the nearby Brandywine River and its dams to power their factory. From WHYY's Climate Desk, Zoe Reed has more on how Hagley is using historical technology to be sustainable in modern times.
Welcome to Hagley. This is your 235 acres right along the Brandywine River, just outside Wilmington, Delaware.
Mike Adams, Director of Museum and Audience Engagement, is giving me a tour. What was once a noisy and smelly hub, buzzing with 450 workers, is now a peaceful, tree-lined park with views of the Brandywine River. We walk down to one of the four dams the DuPonts used to power their factory over a century ago. More than a decade ago, the museum began using this historic equipment.
So all of the water that you're seeing right now in the mill race on your right-hand side is being fed by dam number 9, which is about 3/4 of a mile upstream from where we're standing.
The old turbines generate power and reduce the museum's impact on the electrical grid. The museum's machine shop is completely powered by water.
People in the 1890s figured this out without computers, AI, no engineering software to support them. And they were able to figure out these complex systems using but not abusing the landscape to power all of their equipment and their operations.
About 5 years ago, Hagley dug up a 200-year-old turbine that had been buried under the mud for a century. Soon, this antique item joined forces with modern invention. Hagley attached it to a new hydroelectric system to power up an electric shuttle bus that takes visitors around the museum and grounds.
There's really no excuse for why we can't do more with water power in the 21st century.
Hagley's ultimate goal is to produce their own electricity to power a whole fleet of vehicles and the visitor center and other parts of the museum. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.